USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Pentagon confirmed Wednesday that Joint Chiefs Chair General Mark Milley made two calls to his Chinese counterpart in the final months of the Trump administration. A Joint Chiefs of Staff spokesperson saying the calls were meant to maintain stability between the two countries. President Biden tells reporters he stands by Milley.
I have great confidence in General Milley.
According to anonymous sources, Milley called his Chinese counterpart and assured him that the United States would not attack the Chinese Communist Party, and if they were poised to attack, he would alert his counterpart. Republicans describing the actions as treasonous. There's no official word from the FDA on their stance regarding the need for a COVID-19 booster shot. However, Pfizer claims its booster restores the effectiveness of the vaccine to 95%. This is USA Radio News.
Nielsen says more than 30 million Americans are now tuning in to Newsmax TV. It's one of the biggest media stories. Newsmax is available on all major cable systems. And if you cut the cord and don't get cable, you can still get Newsmax. Find it on your smart TVs like Samsung, LG, and more. Just go to your smart TV channel guide or download the free Newsmax app. Newsmax also streams free on Roku, Zumo, Pluto, Amazon Fire, or TiVo. And 7 million people have the Newsmax app on their smartphone. It takes seconds to download it on your phone, and there's no paywall or subscription. So watch Newsmax for breaking news anytime, anywhere. President Trump says Newsmax is really good, and Forbes calls Newsmax a news powerhouse. Find out why tens of millions of Americans are watching Newsmax TV and going to Newsmax.com for breaking news. It's a source you can trust. Newsmax is real news for real people.
The Senate Judiciary Committee held a hearing on Wednesday regarding former USA Gymnastics Dr. Larry Nassar's abuse of athletes and the FBI's inaction when the allegations were brought to the agency in 2015. U.S. Olympic gymnast Allie Raisman, who was one of Nassar's victims, accuses former USA Gymnastics CEO and President Steve Penney of coordinating with the FBI to cover up allegations against Nassar.
The day of my interview, Steve Penney flew to the Olympic Training Center, and he made sure I was aware he was there. I felt pressured by the FBI to consent to Nassar's plea deal. The agent diminished the significance of my abuse and made me feel my criminal case wasn't worth pursuing.
The CDC releasing new data that shows 16 states with an obesity rate of over 35%. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Republicans on Capitol Hill are still calling for accountability after hearing from the Secretary of State.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken spent a second day on Capitol Hill Tuesday testifying before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee on the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan. Senator Bill Hagerty was one of the members who questioned the secretary. The Tennessee Republican says one thing he wanted to hear but didn't was accountability for the withdrawal and its failures.
We put America's reputation in the worst position that it's been in my lifetime. You think about it from the perspective of the veterans that have served, from our allies who have served alongside us, and this is something that is extraordinarily difficult to even comprehend. The fact that we would have put the Taliban in a stronger position than they were 20 years ago when we went in, the fact that we'd have left them armed and made certainly the region much more dangerous now, if not the entire world, that's something that's very hard to square. People are trying to simply deflect. The Biden administration is not taking responsibility for this. I was very direct with Secretary Blinken today. Accountability is critical here. I appreciated the way he answered, but we've got to get to the bottom of this and actually hold folks accountable.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
A new report reveals Instagram can be toxic for teenagers, and girls are the most at risk. At least 32% say the photo-sharing app made them feel worse about their bodies, with 6% of teens blaming Instagram for suicidal thoughts. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.